people there. Easter is a very unique day. It actually has a number of lessons. I think one of the best, though, is it teaches us how to look at the calendar year, to divide it up into two sections. People do that already in different ways. People think about the calendar year in terms of before taxes and after taxes. Maybe the fiscal year before June, the end of July. Easter invites us to divide the calendar year into two sections. There's Easter Sunday, and then everything else. So the other 364 days of the year is the other section. So what happens in that section? Well, every day and every Sunday, we hear gospel stories about Jesus. And they're always wonderful. They always have a happy ending. Every gospel story begins maybe with somebody who needs a healing. They meet the Lord and they get healed. Somebody is confused or uncertain what to do. They meet the Lord and they get the wisdom that they want. You can't meet Jesus and stay the same. Something always good happens. And so there's parables and sermons and healings and miracles. And all 364 days of the year, we hear these wonderful events. But I have to tell you that people at that time knew of other people who also did the same thing. Socrates, the famous Greek philosopher, had a lot of wonderful, wise things to say. Plato and Aristotle, other Greek philosophers, also were very wise and had brilliant things to say. The Jewish people had all the Jewish prophets, Ezekiel, Amos, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah. They all had wonderful things to say. They're all very wise, brilliant, and made people happy by their wisdom. But then something different happened on Easter Sunday. Just a few days before, Jesus was crucified on the cross. He was executed by the Roman authorities. And I'm sure that when he died, the Roman soldiers who executed him probably walked away from the cross doing this with their hands. That's the end of him. Don't have to worry about Jesus anymore. He's dead and gone. And then on Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. No one else has ever done that in the entire span of human history. And that resurrection changes everything. No other person has risen from the dead. And that means that what Jesus said and what he did, all those stories that we read, the other 364 days of the year, all those stories are from God. They're not just a wise philosopher. He's not just a wise person. He is from God. He is a divine second person of the Holy Trinity. And that means that we take everything that he says and everything that he does seriously. Because this is a person who is not just wise and learned, but this is a person who is directly sent to us from God, to each of us personally. That means we take this entire story of Jesus seriously. You could look at it this way. The story of Jesus is either true or it's not true. If it's not true, you and I can sleep in on Sunday mornings from now on. But if it's true, it's worth taking seriously, because this message, all these sermons and parables are directly from God. And he has a message for each person individually. I'm giving a talk that all of you hear at the same time. But at Mass, our Lord has a message that he wants to give to each person, depending on your personality, your history, your background, everything that you are about. He has a unique and personal message to each of you. So I hope at every Mass that you will have your ears open, and especially your heart open, to listen to this message that our Lord has for you, this resurrected Lord who has a special message of salvation for each of you. You know, we have this beautiful phrase that we say today. You might hear people have already said it to you, or maybe after Mass, people will say, "Have a happy Easter. Have a happy Easter." I think that's a very important way to say it. Have a happy Easter. It means to have it yourself. Our faith is not nostalgia. It's not looking back fondly at something wonderful that happened 2,000 years ago. Our faith is about having this person of Jesus in our life today, now, this morning, not 2,000 years ago, but today. And because Jesus rose from the dead, he is able to do that. He is able to be with each person individually 2,000 years later. So on this day that is so important, that changes how we look at the calendar year, it changes how we look at this wise person as someone who is from God, let me wish for all of you that you have a happy Easter.